if the show's really good, I've got to tell you, we concentrate, obviously that's the nature of the programme, on the kind of negative sides of things. But equally, when people come up to me and say, man, Alive, you know, that show you did, I think a pretty good radio show yesterday morning. It was silly, it was dopey, it really flew and it was good. But if somebody came out and said, I heard you this morning, I shrink, I can't bear that either. I cannot bear that either, because it's just... Yeah, well, that's what I should do. You know, that's what I'm paid to do. And equally, that's why I can be as contemptible on the other side and say, well, they paid me a lot to do it. It didn't work out. You know, nobody died. There you go. That's the best you can say about any series. Nobody died.
How much damage do you think you did yourself as a result of your alleged, in one or two cases, certainly because we saw the evidence of it, actual boozing sessions now, with people like, just for the benefit of the audience who may not have heard it, people like Chris Evans and Paul Gascoigne, and we saw a photograph of you one morning in the newspapers, all of you looking terribly drunk and dishevelled and all that.
Now, here's the thing, I would hope if that I couldn't look the world in the eye and say that Chris and Paul and I haven't, lunched well sometimes. That day, no. That was 11 o'clock in the morning. We walked into that thing, and I'd just been fired from the BBC. You've got Chris Evans, you've got Paul. And I look awful going like that, and, you know, I don't photograph well. But a thundering good story. And individually, you know, Chris and Paul may have got into scrapes elsewhere. But this idea that there's the three of us on some booze-a-thon, it's just not what I do. I toured with the Sex Pistols. I don't need at 40 odd years of age to be this kind of loaded magazine cheerleader. I'm just not like that.
Can I put to you what Gillian Reynolds, you may have seen what she wrote about you, great fan.
Haven't read a newspaper for 5 years, and that's again,
not even the Times, sir.
Right. Not even the Times, right. Sir. I don't know when they cut stuff. I like it when people come up and say, oh, damn funny, I think that's all right. You know, I don't mind the Times getting complimented, but people think, oh, we must do. But I actually didn't. When I was fired and knew about it from Petswin Prizes, and again, it was run-ins, but I got fired from the Petswin Prize, and I learned about it in a cliched way. The phone rang, and it was the Mirror saying, how do you feel about being replaced by Dale Winton? I don't like being on the back foot, as you can probably gather, and that was the first time I thought, I wasn't happy, and my wife said to us, I've never, ever seen you like this. This has gotten to you now. You are living, because I was doing so much work, and you're starting to live like that. I've never seen you unhappy. And I said, that's it. And if hand me that huge horse so I can get on.